Introduction. The aim of this publication is to establish the functions and principles of fire support planning, coordination, execution, and assessment, and to describe the FS system in terms of its major components, functions, and required products. This publication describes the FS system as a complete entity and gives equal treatment to all of the diverse assets and capabilities that are designated as elements of the fire support system. The theme of this publication is that the successful delivery of fires depends on the rapid and continuous integration and synchronization of all forms of FS assets with all elements of combat power and across all domains for one purpose. This is to place the correct types and volume of fire at the right time and on the right targets across all domains to ensure the success of the supported maneuver commander's concept of operations. This publication provides the foundation for the development of subordinate FS and FA doctrine, force design, materiel acquisition, professional education, and individual and unit training. Fire support and field artillery techniques manuals go into further detail to explain specific duties for those individuals who actually work within the FS system. The source document for FM3-09 continues to be FM3-0, Operations. The major changes from the 2014 FM3-09 are listed below. Formally recognizes that FS is inherently joint, multi-domain, and incorporates both Special Operation Forces, SOF, as well as General Purpose Forces. As such, equal treatment is given to descriptions of joint and SOF elements of the FS system. Retitles the manual from Field Artillery Operations and Fire Support to Fire Support and Field Artillery Operations. Aligns FS with the Army's strategic roles. Reintroduces the foundations of FS. Introduces the core competencies and characteristics of fire support. Changes the name of Tactical Echelon Fires Cells, Battalion through Corps, to FSEs, in line with Joint Doctrine. Transitions the Memory Aid AWIFMN, Adequate Fire Support for Committed Units, Wait to the Main Effort or Decisive Operation, Immediately Available Fire Support for the Commander to Influence the Operation, Facilitate Future Operations, Maximum Feasible Centralized Control, primarily in the defense, never place artillery in reserve, from a tool solely used to develop FA organization for combat to an acronym describing the principles of FS execution. Reintroduces the four basic FS tasks and designates them as the functions of FS: support forces in contact, support the concept of operations, synchronize and converge FS, lethal and non-lethal, across all domains, and sustain and protect the FS system. Clarifies and modifies the definitions of the Force Field Artillery Headquarters, Fire Support Coordinator, Chief of Fires, Deputy Fire Support Coordinator, and Fire Support Officer. Reintroduces the establishment of essential FS and essential FA tasks. Reintroduces the five requirements for accurate predicted fire. Adds a chapter on degraded, denied, and disrupted operations. Adds an appendix on the development of essential FS and essential FA tasks. FM3-09 contains six chapters and four appendices. Chapter 1 covers an overview of the foundations of FS. Chapter 1 begins by defining FS, describes the characteristics of FS, and defines the FS system and FS functions. Chapter 2 covers the components of the FS system. This includes FS command and control, target acquisition, and attack/delivery systems. Chapter 3 covers FS and the operations process. It describes the basic FS functions. It also covers FS planning, FS planning principles, and FS and the military decision-making process, MDMP. Chapter 4 covers the role of the FA, command and support relationships, FA inherent responsibilities, the key considerations for FA employment, and fire direction. Chapter 5 covers FS in operations to shape and prevent. Chapter 6 covers FS in large-scale ground combat operations, describes general fire support considerations, provides tactics for fire support for the defense, addresses tactics for fire support for the offense, and covers enabling, stability, and reconstitution operations. Appendix A covers the development of essential FS and FA tasks. Appendix B covers fire support coordination measures, FSCMs, to include permissive and restrictive coordination measures. Appendix C covers denied, degraded, and disrupted operations to include types of conditions, and the 5 requirement for accurate predicted fire during these operations. Appendix D covers environmental considerations for FS and FA.